This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush has picked a longtime critic of the United Nations to be America's next UN ambassador, current Undersecretary of State John Bolton. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the announcement has some UN watchers worried.
As the State Department's point man on arms control policies, John Bolton has been a lightning rod for criticism. He's known as a hawk on Iran and North Korea, and he's affiliated with what's referred to as the neoconservative wing of the Bush administration. But while he seemed a controversial pick, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today painted Bolton as a skilled diplomat and suggested he's the right man to push the United Nations to become more effective.
The President and I have asked John to do this work because he knows how to get things done. He is a tough-minded diplomat, he has a strong record of success, and he has a proven track record of effective multilateralism.
Bolton was the architect of the Proliferation Security Initiative, a coalition of 60 countries working to combat the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Rice also highlighted his role in persuading Libya to give up its weapons programs. During his brief remarks today, Bolton acknowledged that he's been a critic of the United Nations. He argued that his criticism has been constructive. In 1991, he says he helped remove what he called a stain on the UN's reputation by working to repeal a General Assembly resolution equating Zionism with racism.
I have consistently stressed in my writings that American leadership is critical to the success of the UN, an effective UN, one that is true to the original intent of its charter's framers.
Among the more recent articles he's written criticizing the UN, one was headlined Kofi Annan's UN Power Grab. Bolton complains about the Secretary General's attempts to limit America's right to use force. In another article, the Yale-educated lawyer explains why the U.S. is not legally obligated to pay the UN. And just last September, Bolton spoke at the American Enterprise Institute, the think tank where he once worked, and he argued that the United Nations seemed gridlocked on the issue of nuclear nonproliferation. He had been lobbying unsuccessfully to bring Iran before the Security Council.
The idea that somehow just getting on the agenda of the Security Council is the equivalent to a form of punishment is really quite outlandish. We're talking about discussions in the Security Council chamber, not the star chamber. We don't have whips and chains around the side of it. We don't have permanent representatives stretched out on racks. We don't have thumbscrews for foreign ministers. We're talking about the Security Council.
The 56-year-old Bolton is well known for such blunt talk. That style has angered diplomats from Europe to Asia. Bolton's tough talk on North Korea even angered senior officials in the State Department. Harvard professor Graham Allison, a nonproliferation expert who's been involved in advising the UN on reform, was surprised by today's announcement that Bolton could become Washington's top diplomat at the UN.
Whatever else one says about Bolton, one of the words never applied to him that ever I've heard is diplomatic. In the arenas that he operated in as Undersecretary of State, he managed to be very polarizing and was generally not very successful at building coalitions and consensus.
Allison jokes that one of his European friends said there's usually a consensus against Bolton when he's in meetings with foreign diplomats. Bolton is likely to face tough questions in his Senate confirmation hearing. If confirmed, he would succeed John Danforth, who retired in January, and would take over at a time when the UN is promising to reform itself and trying to improve ties with the Bush administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.